Listen up, this is only going to take a minute. My name is Dylan Gallagher, founder of Emily Now. My goal is to provide practical and simple content entrepreneurs can use to increase the value of their business. My hope is that you'd be entertained and encouraged because let's face it, being an entrepreneur, it's not always easy. Sometimes it helps to discover what others are doing. So thanks for hanging out and let's get to it.
Walmart's employing a genius new marketing tactic. Walmart has partnered with Amazon to file a patent for a floating warehouse, Bloomberg reported. The two mega retailers have come together to develop a flying drone that would make deliveries directly to customers' doors. What a crazy headline to be reading, especially if you're an entrepreneur trying to figure out what to do with your business and trying to figure out how to beat your competition, be more profitable. This article jumped out at me for a few reasons. First of all, the idea that Amazon and Walmart would partner together to file a patent tells you how important this particular problem is that they're trying to solve. I mean, if you're gonna team up with your competition to solve a problem, you gotta admit that's a pretty big problem that's in the marketplace that your business is gonna wanna profit from. And so the idea is that the floating warehouse would have drones come in and out of it so that the drone can pick up the order, deliver it to the customer's front door. And they refer to this as like the last mile. So online ordering, online stores have made it real easy for customers to pick the things that they want through a click, put it in an online shopping cart, have it drop shipped, etc. But the drop shipping part usually gets farmed out to third parties, to the Postal Service, to UPS, to FedEx, to Postmates, to other delivery services. And companies like Walmart and Amazon realize that they're leaving some money on the table, my opinion, from a profit perspective, but they're also changing and leaving some of the customer experience opportunities on the table as well, because that last mile is a piece that they can't influence with their customer. So I got thinking about a lot of the businesses that I've come across over the last couple decades, and some of the challenges that these businesses have faced as they've realized that what their core competency is, they're really good at it. But how do they begin to think about the future? So as crazy as this headline sounds to me, I mean, a floating warehouse and drones and delivering stuff to the front door, I mean, that seems like science fiction. But it just goes to show you that if a Walmart or an Amazon is spending time and energy and resources thinking about the future of their business and how to solve something that they already know is a problem today, that last mile of delivery where they have to rely on third parties to complete the service for them. What does that mean for small and medium-sized businesses that have a core competency, that know they're really good at something, but there's part of their business that just doesn't work? For me, where I see that happening with small businesses is really the online experience. So whether you're delivering a product or service and it's competitive and it's high margin or it's low margin, I see small and medium-sized businesses really missing out on the opportunity to create an experience for the customer post-purchase of the particular product or service that they might be offering. And so what do I mean by that? Well, the simplest one is like a client account. So let's say that you're in the furnace cleaning business and you've just cleaned a furnace for a client. And the truth is that for the next year or two, there's probably nothing else that you can do for that client. Or is there? What if you had an online account for that client where they could constantly access add-ons or upsells or upgrades to the particular product or service that your business offers? So let's say that your business offers filters. Well, could you do a subscription service where you're just sending new filters to a client every 90 days to replace the one that's in their furnace? If you just finished cleaning their furnace and maybe you noticed that in their home they had ducts on the floor or in the walls or maybe on the ceiling, and maybe some of those needed to be replaced. So maybe when you were doing the furnace cleaning for the first time, you were able to take some pictures of the other things in their home that, you know, maybe they weren't interested in replacing today, but if they access their online store, you would have created a recommendations tab based on the things that you noticed when you were in their business, and you can help them with those recommendations. So maybe they want to buy new furnace heads for their floor and their ceilings and their walls. But the point is that post-purchase is the largest missed opportunity, I think, for small and medium-sized businesses. And as I look at Walmart and Amazon trying to figure out how to solve that last mile problem in their business, by thinking about the future and what changes need to happen in order for them to continue to be profitable and continue to be market leaders, got me thinking about small and medium-sized businesses that have the same challenge. I mean, maybe we're not talking about floating warehouses and drones, but we're talking about the same thing. There's an identifiable problem in the business that needs to be solved. And in order for it to be solved, someone's got to come up with something innovative in order to know how they're going to make it through. And so I think being able to focus for small and medium-sized businesses, being able to focus on the post-transaction or post-purchase service is an opportunity that not a lot of businesses are taking care of. So it doesn't matter whether you're Walmart or Amazon. Every business comes down to the same basic principles, and you've got to be able to create value, deliver value, and ultimately that should lead you to building a valuable business. But you've also got to be thinking about the future and how to fix a problem that you know exists today by trying new things. So anyway, that's all I've got today. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll catch you next time.